Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, the NFL Week 1 game preview between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Los Angeles Chargers. If you enjoy the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Clips which are on Instagram at 100th Football. And, of course, our podcast, thanks to Believe Podcast Network, you can listen to each and every single day on Spotify, Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast. Over 1,000 episodes on there and well over 1,000 on Facebook and YouTube. Once again, thank you to everyone. We have over 700 subscribers now on our YouTube channel. We couldn't be done without you, our fans. So once again, thank you for all the continued support, and we will be putting out more great content each and every single week. We can guarantee that. Let's get into this one, man. My goodness. The AFC West is rocking. Both these teams made some major upgrades this past year, this past offseason. And it's going to be colliding week one. Who's going to get the early advantage? Let's talk about these Chargers first and foremost. Justin Herbert is a tremendous quarterback. Breaking news, right? This dude's phenomenal. He's getting better and better. This is only his third season. I mean, I think he's got something special. I really do. And I think he has a great chance if he can continue to put those stats he did last year and even the year before in his rookie year. I mean, he could maybe have a sneaky MVP type year as long as everything goes to plan, honestly. I'm just saying. So, great quarterback, Justin Herbert. Running back, you got Austin Eckler. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and Joshua Palmer are your three main wide receivers right there. Gerald Everett at your tight end spot. And as for the defense, you're rocking with some good players here. Of course, Joey Bosa, we all know what he's about. Kyle Van Noy, J.C. Jackson, Derwin James, Asante Samuel Jr. And now the man facing his old team, right, the team who drafted him back in the day, Khalil Mack facing the Raiders. So, going to be a fun one, man. I think this Chargers team is really good. They have a solid team. They have a solid offense. They have a good defense. They're good all around. But let's talk about these Las Vegas Raiders first. Let's talk about them. Let's go over to them. Derek Carr, very consistent quarterback, I think. I think a lot of people hate on him. But, I mean, he's always been a consistent player. He never gets hurt, really. He's always on the field. He always plays really well, plays his heart out, and he loves the team. So I there's going to be a great quarterback battle between these two. Josh Jacobs and Zamir White are your two featured running backs on the day. And your wide receiver core. You got Hunter Renfrow, who had a great year last year. Mac Hollins, and of course, the big acquisition, you got Davante Adams. I mean, biggest, if not top five biggest free agency news in the offseason, just stuff that happened. It was wild. But yeah, him and Carr reuniting after playing in college together, now they get to do it in the NFL. I mean, that's a dangerous duo right there. And then you throw in Jacobs, who's a solid running back. Zamir White, who's in his first year, but could have a good season. The only thing that worries me about this team is the offensive line. We all know they got rid of a lot of players this past week, including Leatherwood. You know, they're 2020 first-round pick, if not 2021. So he's gone. So the O-line worries me a little bit for this Raiders team. And the defense, that's been a really bad Achilles heel, just something that hasn't worked out in recent seasons, but they got a lot of good players. They picked up a lot of pieces, and they're hoping that this could be better than seasons past, right? So look at this team. You got Max Crosby, tremendous talent last year, signed a big extension. You know, you got Chandler Jones who they brought over. You got Billings. You got Nichols. You got Diablo, Perriman, Jayon Brown, Rocky Sin, who they got, who was in Indianapolis, I believe, Jonathan Abram, Mo Herring, and Nate Hobbs to help out. So I think that the offense is going to be the main weapon for both these teams, but it's going to be a battle of the defense and who's going to win it in the trenches in the fourth quarter when everyone's tired, when everyone's going to be able, you know, to get like a late interception or pick up a fumble. So I'm going to go with the final score in this one. I'm going to go with the Raiders getting the win, 1-0 on the season. Raiders 31, Chargers 24, 7-point ball game. That's what I got going here, but this is a legit toss-up, man. This is going to be a whole – the NFC West, I think, is the best division in football just with all the off-seasons that all of these teams made, right? You got these two here. You got the Chiefs, you know, who are doing their thing. And, I mean, the Broncos getting Russell Wilson. It's going to be fun to watch, man. Like I said, this is going to be a tremendous ball game. Chargers, Raiders, who's getting the upper hand? Week one, it remains to be seen. Like I said, this playing on Sunday, September 11th, 4:25 Eastern Standard Time. The Chargers are going to be the home team, so they're going to get the home field advantage. But, you know, the Raiders fans travel well, and they travel far. So I expect to see a lot of silver and black in Los Angeles this upcoming Sunday. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. If you enjoy the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube, and our podcast. You can listen to every single day. Amazing game previews, team previews we've done about all the 32 NFL teams. And of course, man, amazing legends interviews, history specials, and so much more. And if you want us to talk about something in particular, a game, a player, coach, whatever it may be, a certain year also, put it in the comments and we will put it in our schedule for an upcoming episode. Once again, I've been your host, everyone, Logan Landers. Enjoy some football, man. College football is back in full swing, and now the NFL is getting ready to premiere this upcoming week. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Today on 100 Yards of Football, the NFL season is here, and Vincent Turner is here to parse it with you. Today, we've got our game preview and predictions, starting off with the Eagles of Philadelphia taking on the Lions of Detroit. Join Vincent Turner now to give his crystal ball lookout for this game right here on 100 Yards of Football.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. A great introduction by my man, Mr. Marv Bass. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. The NFL season is starting. Week one, the game, Super Bowl, champions, Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow, the Dallas Cowboys. What more can you say? It's football time in the state of Georgia and across America, the NFL. So my first game that I'm going to preview in week one is the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Detroit Lions. The Eagles are coming into the game, and boy, did they make some outstanding acquisitions in the offseason. And they got a gentleman out of Tennessee. I call him the mothership. A.J. Brown has landed in Philly. And he's bringing some real serious stats. 2,900 yards in 43 games, 24 touchdowns. He's from the state of Mississippi, Starkville, Mississippi. Went to the University of Ole Miss. And if you've been watching 100 Yards Football over the course of time, I always tell you, special people, it's something in the water. Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones. Now let's get back to the Eagles offense. To me personally, the biggest key to the Philadelphia Eagles this season is going to be Jalen Hurts, the quarterback. Last year, he finished 22nd in passing rating. But this is a young man that had 3,100 yards passing, 16 touchdowns, and 9 TDs. One other thing about Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts, they led the league in rushing, averaging almost 156 yards a game. Miles Sanders had 754 yards. Mr. Hurts had 784 yards. And they still got the young man backing up Mr. Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, that averaged 4.5 inside the University of Memphis. And then when you look at the Eagles offense overall, that still got Roll Tide on the outside, Devontae Smith. So think about Devontae Smith and now the mothership, A.J. Brown in Philly. But make no bones, the key is Jalen Hurts. And I'm sorry, Mr. Hurts. You on the hot seat because all eyes on you. You cannot have no excuses. And then when you look at Philly on the defensive side of the ball, boy, championship level. They still got Fletcher Cox out of Yazoo, Mississippi, by way of Mississippi State. They brought in the beast from the University of Georgia, Jordan Davis, and they got another Mississippian from Warlank, Mississippi, by the name of Kobe Dean. I heard he been bowling. And then their secondary, which I think is the strength of their team, Darius Slay, James Bradbury, who they brought off from the Giants. And then they got Chauncey Gardner-Johnson from the New Orleans Saints. I'm going to tell you real seriously, if Jalen Hurts plays at a high level and is able to improve his passing rate, improving 22nd in the league, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be something to handle offensively. Now, let's move over to the Detroit Lions. Hard knocks. I'm going to bite your kneecaps off. Dan Campbell. Watching Hard Knocks this season with the Detroit Lions, when I first looked at the first show, I thought it was going to be like a comedy show, a circus. But what I learned, Mr. Campbell has put together a real good staff. I came away impressed with Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator. I came away impressed with Deuce Staley, the running backs coach. Mark Brunell, the quarterbacks coach. Hank Fraley, the offensive line coach. This Lions team, when you watch Hard Knocks over the last season and watch their last episode last night, you could tell Dan Campbell is building a culture. The Lions offensively, to me, they still got a quality quarterback in Jared Goff. Last year, he threw for 3,200 yards, 19 touchdowns, 8 INTs. Amon St. Brown is a fantastic young receiver. A lot of people are complaining because he's a fourth-round pick out of USC, but I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at his productions, over 90 receptions, 970 yards. Then you got DeAndre Swift, who I think, when it's all said and done, he can become one of the top five dual running backs in the league. Last year, had over 1,300 yards, total offensive yards with the Lions and scored 8 touchdowns. And then defensively, you know that the Lions, when you look at them overall, no matter what their record were, no matter what they did back in the day, they still played defense and they still played hard and they still would knock your teeth off when you came up there to Motown. Think about it. The years of Len Barney, Alex Karras, what a gentleman that's going to carry that torch. Aiden Hutchinson, first round pick out of Michigan. It's going to be a great game going down Sunday, down in Ford Field in Detroit. My prediction, I think it's going to be a close football game. I'm taking the Eagles 27, the Lions 24.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner, here on 100 Yards Football. Thank you to my man, Mr. Mark Bass, for bringing me up this morning, and to my producer, Logan Landers. The Eagles, the Lions, Mothership, Motown, woo-wee, Smokey Robinson, Barry Gordy, Aretha Franklin, Ford Field, Dan Campbell, Jalen Hurts.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.